Today, you'll notice, is not called Mission Decision Day. There are certain things that we decide, that we choose, that are up to us. Things like what movie we want to see, or what kind of car we want to drive, or things that we are in under our control. They're ours to decide and choose. But there are also things that we discover. Discover what it is that really makes us glad to be alive. We discover, even more than we choose, who it is that we will love with our lives. We discover what it is that we think God would like us to do with the gifts and the talents that we have. So this isn't Mission Decision Day as much as it is Mission Discovery Day, that where we dream and we discern and we seek together to begin to discover what it is that God wants us to do in a new time and in a new place for our church. And there's a lot of things to be said about it and a lot of things to ask about it, and you're going to be doing that in a few minutes, but just a couple of thoughts. One is from a writer, Nora Gallagher, who wandered back into a church not all that different than ours several years ago and wrote a book about the experience. And she said, you know, I came into church as a tourist, but I wound up becoming a pilgrim. I came into church as a tourist, but I wound up becoming a pilgrim, someone on a journey, someone on a holy journey. How do we build a church that encourages or continues to encourage people to become not just tourists, but pilgrims? And again, a letter that I got probably 10 or 12 years ago from a young mother who was moving away from Wildwood with her family. She wrote quite a bit about how in 25 years of church going, she'd finally come to a place here where she got it, where she got connected to God, connected to people, and where her family was connected as well. And in her letter, she wrote, when we decided to look for a new church, we set out to find a church that we could become a part of. And we ended up finding a church that became a part of us. How do we create or continue to create a church which can become a part of the people, which can become part of our hearts? Not just something we join, not just something we carry the membership card, but something that becomes a part of us. Some of that experience that already, some of that is on the way there, some of us are looking for exactly that. So how is it that we can create a community of faith that really becomes a part of each one of us? That's what we're about today. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit guide us in our thoughts and in our reflections and in our sharing today. And so may the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you, with those whom you love, and with those whom God alone loves, this day and forevermore. Amen.